Hello?
In the chat.
Hey, how's it going?
Is this Lottie?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hey, babe, how's it going?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I have shingles on my right eye, and it's very painful. It's like scary.
Is that like the things you put on windows or roofs?
It's shingles. Like, it's a disease. It's like shingles, like shingles, like on the body, but it's in my right eye.
I had Kris Kringle's once, and it was really bad. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Shingle bell rock.
It's shingles. It's very, very, very painful. Stinging, burning, throbbing, itching, draining. It feels like fire in my eye.
Ah, that is so tragic. I'm sorry. At least maybe you could look like a dragon now and spit out fire because you got the shingles.
This medicine, and also I'm on prednisone. How are you?
Did you say you're pregnant?
No, prednisone. No, I had a hysterectomy. Prednisone is another medicine. It's a cortisone.
Oh, I think I heard of that one time. It makes you like really crazy.
No, it can. It doesn't bother me because I've had dermatitis and eczema and things. So it's 50 milligrams for 7 days, and just to combine it with the shingles medicine, and hopefully it'll get better in, you know, at least, 7 days, and hopefully it won't spread more. It's on my eyelid, the outer eyelid, inner eyelid, and part of my eyeball, but so far it hasn't spread beyond, but it could. And it's very contagious, and I have an eye patch. I went to the doctor's today. Maybe Susan already told you. It's kind of funny because I talk to her almost every day. She said, you're coming September 23, and my friend JT wants to meet you. And just so you know, I'm going to have a knock at my door anytime because I'm selling a couple, like, well, it's like a toy and a photo album maybe. So I can keep you on the phone. It's no big deal. They're coming anytime. But
that was a lot of information to take in. Did you say you want to introduce me to Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Because sign me up, girl.
Oh, my God. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Oh, my God. He's hot and young.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 would bang.
Oh, my God. I would absolutely want to meet him. No, I'm talking about my friend JT.
JTT, tell me about him. I'm trying to get in the zone, pregnant zone. You know?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Oh, my God. I go out with him in a heartbeat. It's not going to happen, but yeah.
He's fat as fuck now.
You're funny. Is he married? What's his deal? Like, I'd ever meet him.
I don't know. I tried to text him. I said ASL, and he didn't respond.
ASL. God, I know so many acronyms. ASL. As. What does that one equal?
That means anal, you know, sexual. And
oh, wow. He's into that? I didn't know that.
Nah, JK all day. That means age, sex, and location. I was trying to figure out where he'd be and what he'd do. And
oh, what? Yeah, because that was TMI on that part. I gotcha.
Hey, I know what that one means.
Yeah. And there's like Mario Lopez, Antonio Sabato Jr. I can name off a list, even John Stamos and Rob Lowe. I'd be with any of them, but that ain't going to happen. I'm not going to meet those people.
What about Rico Suave?
They're all awesome.
Yeah.
That's my look.
I'd chip a notch off my belt for any of them boys.
You're so oh shoot, this guy's here. Hold on. He's just gonna buy like a toy. I have ads on Craigslist and OfferUp and nobody ever really buys anything. So they're here, but they're probably lost. So I need to text them really quick.
Oh, Let's see. Those like sex toy parties now?
Whoa, it's a freaking Frozen, like from Frozen, the movie, the Disney movie Frozen toy. I see where your mind's going. No, it's a...
You put that girl, you put that shit on Let Go and you couldn't let it go? Damn. That
No, I have my grandson. That was his favorite movie, and he actually could sing the song, you know, when he was like 3. And that was his favorite movie. He watched it over and over and over. I think there's part 2, but he's not into it as much. And this is like a chatterbox talkback toy, and it drives me nuts. So I'm selling it for $5 when I paid $15. And this guy said, if I go meet him yesterday, he'd pay me $10. But JC was with me, and he didn't want to drive me over there for me to get 10, so he's going to buy it for 5 today. So he's here, but he's in the parking lot. He's lost. Shoot.
Who is JT? What about the Hanson brothers? I'm trying to meet their girly asses.
What? Oh, which ones?
Hanson.
Oh, those young blonde. I don't like blonde hair. I'm really picky. I like dark hair, brown eyes, olive skin or tan. And
you could just bop that bitch and tell him to dye his hair. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, those guys, I don't know about them. They're kind of, I don't know about them. No, you know JT, my friend JT, the old feller, the geezer with the strap-on shoes, the same shoes that Susan wears.
He got them Jesus Save shoes.
What?
He got them Jesus Save shoes on.
Is that the other?
I don't know. You say strap-on, instantly makes me think of a pain.
Oh, or S&M? Oh, my gosh. Wow, yeah. JT probably has fun talking to you.
Gag me with a spoon, baby.
Huh?
I said, gag me with a spoon, baby.
You're funny. Hey, hold on. I'm trying to text this guy. He's here to buy this stupid Frozen doll. So he has a 2-year-old son. Just a second. I'm trying to multitask. I'm at Poolside. I need a roommate so bad, or I'm going to get evicted. Poolside/clubhouse side. Just a second, I'm typing this guy really quick. Ah, club.
Could I be your roommate, maybe?
Huh?
Maybe I could be your roommate.
Hey, maybe you can. Will you move here? That'd be great.
Yeah. I got to pack up my bag and, like, a couple other things, and maybe I could put some stuff in storage. Or maybe at my mom's house.
Because if I don't get a roommate, well, you know Susan's friend Karen, I didn't meet her personally, but her grandson's father moved in, so that won't work. And yeah. I've been trying to get roommates on this ad I pay for, and they're worded out fruit balls, or they're psychos, or stalkers, or something, whatever. And then this guy has a foot fetish.
Oh.
There's LGBTQ, bisexuals, all this weirded out stuff. And I'm not into any of that as far as a roommate goes.
You know what I always wanted to try? But this might make you not want to be my roommate anymore. I always wanted to be in a thruple.
Do what?
A thruple. That's where you push the threshold and got 3 people up in the jam.
Up in the hole. You mean like a menage a trois?
Something like that. Yeah, baby.
I don't know if JT's your man, because I don't think he's into any of that.
I'm not into geezers. I'm into geysers.
Oh, my God. It's so funny, because JT says all his parts are working, but I'm not so... I like young guys or no guys. So, like, JT has been my friend for, like, 4 or 5 years, and that's it. That's ever it. And, oh, shoot, hold on. My guy, this guy's texting me in a second. I live at Tree Line.
Hey,
hold
so on, I'm thinking about going to therapy. How about you come with me one time, because I'm scared.
What kind of therapy? Like sex type of therapy?
Yeah, that would be fun and all if they would, like, do sex on you when you go in. But the kind of therapy.
If you go to, like, like, if you go to SA, like, Sex Anonymous and shit, that they don't, you talk about your issues, they don't give you, they don't, right? You don't partake in anything. You talk about your addictions. I'm a gambler, like Susan. I love gambling. I love it. I just can't be doing it.
Well, I am a little thrown off about what you said about maybe all of JT's parts are working. The fuck that mean, though?
Oh, well, no, weird. Okay, so, like, we don't go there, I don't go there. He just makes it very clear that his personal area, seriously, this guy's going to be at my door any second. Like, he doesn't have any issues with his, you know what?
That foot-long dong, baby.
Yeah, like his fucking penis, whatever. He has no issues there, but I wouldn't know because that's not my thing. We're just friends. But he says he has you probably heard this, HGS, horny guy syndrome. He made it, probably. He's had that for years. And he had bad marriage, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you know all that.
So you're not interested in him because he's too old. So how young, when you say you like him young, how young?
Like 30?
Like
it kind of depends on the guy, though. I would say 30s, but again, it all depends on the actual whole package. All
right. Well, it's like a gray area because Michael Jackson liked him young, and that got him in trouble.
Oh, hell no. I'm not a Madonna. I'm not a sexual predator. No, none of that. No, nothing illegal, underage. No.
Madonna?
Huh?
I thought you said something about Madonna.
Oh, yeah, because she had sex with a 14-year-old, so she's technically a sex predator. I don't know if it's her son or another kid.
She said she's a virgin. That bitch done lied to everybody.
Yeah, she pretty much, and she's 60, what, 2, and going on 49, and she thinks, and whatever. I used to really like Madonna.
She still gives bomb head, I heard.
Huh?
I heard she still gives some bomb head. She gave my friend a beej, and he said A+.
Oh, my God. Someone you know? Wow.
Yeah. Like, the other day, though. This was like, it was like a graduation gift, because you know how summer just ended? Well, he got that beej for graduating, you know.
Somebody you know? How old is this person?
I mean, not to worry, because I'm not trying to get him in trouble.
No, don't worry about that. I'm not going to rat anybody out. I don't even know this person or anything.
Yeah, well, he was a youngin. Let's just say he might have been in the teens.
Like, younger than 14. Well, anything younger than, obviously, 16 or 18 is, you know, but whatever.
Well, he just got done with middle school graduation. He's going into high school now.
Well, that's, I mean, if it was consensual, I mean, whatever. Different states have different rules. In Washington State, 16 is legal.
He hasn't washed his dick ever since. I mean, would you just keep that slob up on there? It's like a...
You talk like this to JT? Oh, my gosh, because he'd be so, like, turned on or something. You know? He's, like, such a horny guy, and yet he's not had a girlfriend, like, forever. Like, oh, my gosh.
But he's old. I can't.
Huh?
I don't know if I can do that. That old wrinkly balls smell like mothballs.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to go there. I like younger guys, but he's a decent guy. He has money. He owns a condo. He's not rich or anything. But he was a cop and a detective. You know all that stuff.
I don't know about that. I like hallucinogens, and I don't think we would get along.
Oh my God! You do that? He doesn't do any kind of drug. He does drink. He drinks alcohol, but that's about it. He doesn't do any. He doesn't even take freaking any pain pills. To him, pain pills is baby aspirin at the dollar store. Every few years, he'll take some baby freaking naproxen, which is actually generic for Aleve. Every few years, like a four pills in a box. He's never in pain. He does not do any drugs or smoke or any of that. But he drinks. He definitely drinks. That's his only really vice that I know about. No, I know. He may not be your style, and I know you like to travel, which I love to travel too. But JT,
oh my God, how
travel.
Did you know? How'd you know about me traveling?
Well, I didn't know, actually. From what I heard from Susan, your grand your grandson and girlfriend that live in Washington were thinking today, well, I think they want you to move here and live here in Washington. And then you were maybe considering it, but maybe you changed your mind, and then you have your house, you have two houses in Delaware, one you live in and your daughter lives in one, but you also like to do international travel, which JT will not do. All he does.
Well, he can stay at home and eat Funyuns then. I can't hang with him, you know? And I'm not sure. Do I really have a grandson? Because I think I need to go on Maury.
Part of my life is a Jerry Springer show that I have. That's not even funny.
Oh, dang. Hey,
but
so...
what I'm saying is, no, I mean, I know you're coming to town. He at least wants to meet you. What's wrong with that? Just be meet and, hey, be social and just be friends. Doesn't mean anything else, duh. If you don't want anything else, there's no pressure. But what made you call me tonight? It's kind of weird. Not weird. It's funny because I know I just talked to Susan today or yesterday or both days. But she said you were coming to town September 23, right?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
And I was typing in my calendar on my phone, and then boom, you called me, and I'm Delaware. I'm like, I don't know anybody in Delaware. Oh, yeah, Lottie was there, but we never really talked. And I love your accent, by the way.
I have an accent?
Yeah, you probably, maybe you're used to it and don't notice it.
What does it sound like? Can you do my accent?
Well, I'm more of a southern type of girl accent, like, y'all, hey, y'all, right? I can't do the I'm part German, by the way, and I'm part German, Italian, and Irish, and blah, 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 but I don't really know how to do a...
That means your granddaddy being like Hitler, huh?
No. Guten Tag means good day.
Guten Tag, yeah. My mom says that to me sometimes. I think she says a lot of German words.
Yeah, I don't know a lot, and I really can't see a German. I really can't copy a German accent. I really can't. I can do the southern.
Hey, can you tell JT to meet me on Grindr app?
Oh my God, you're on Grindr app? I don't think you'd ever go to anything like that. Oh my gosh.
Have you been on the Grindr app? It's nothing but peen pics, baby. Peens all day. I was praying for that big dick energy and I got it, girl.
Wow. Is it like an S&M or like a wow? You know what, not to change the subject. I'm totally obsessed with BTS and they're really young. They're in their 20s.
What is a BTS?
BTS.
What's that?
The band. The boy band. I'm so obsessed with two of those guys.
What is it?
BTS. They're an Asian band.
Sing a song for me.
Oh, I can't fucking sing. I can name you all their songs and all their words.
They
but
say
I can't sing.
They say like hi bye with your Wi-Fi.
I cannot sing. I really cannot. I can name any song or geezer music or whatever the era is, I can name that tune. And I'm a musician, but I can't sing. I really don't have the talent to sing.
Just sign me up for the Korean barbecue. Fuck the noise. I don't need that in my life. You know?
No, but Jimin is beautiful. He's a total, he's like a queen, a king, a goddess. He's like perfect.
Queen and
he's
a
like
king.
Perfection. He's too perfect.
He's the best of both worlds.
I'd ever even ever be with him.
So what are you selling on Craigslist?
My sectional, I have collectibles, you know, movies, toys, all kinds of worded out stuff. It's funny, I was just taking a picture of a Michael Jackson fedora hat with a silver glove that was actually for it was a tribute band. Michael, his name was Michael something. I forget his last name. And it was at the Hilton Hotel. It was 200 people, private party. And it's probably not worth much, but I just took a picture of that right before you called.
Oh, yeah. So I was being serious when I said, do you want to go to therapy with me? Because I am scared. No, it's not sex therapy. It's like, I need help. I'm fucking crazy therapy.
You mean like sex addiction? Yes.
No, not that. Not that. Gosh, we got to stop bringing that up, because if somebody overhears what I'm talking about, they're going to try to get up in my guts, baby. But
Hey, you can text me or spell it, because I'm by myself right now, me and my cat. I have a 21-year-old cat. That's me and my cat. That's it. And this guy, I don't know why I can't find my place.
I'll fuck your cat.
She's 21.
That's cool.
No, but JT's cat died at 22, so the average age is 12 to 14 years. Oh, my God. I don't know where that is. I can't find it. We got to...
I don't even fuck with cats, dude. I'm a dog lady.
Oh, I like other people's dogs, but I can't have a dog. Hold on. He goes, I don't know where that is. I can't find it. We got to meet somewhere else, different building, main office, something. Oh, my God. This guy's driving me nuts.
You know how much I like dogs? Sometimes I put the peanut butter in between my pee lips, and I just make a peanut butter and pussy sandwich.
Oh, my God. Do you talk to JT like this? Because that would totally turn him on.
Fuck JT. Unless it's Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I don't want it.
Jonathan, are you drinking or something? Jonathan Taylor Thomas, isn't he like, what, 30s, 40s? I don't know.
He could get it, you know? But, hey, listen, baby cakes, I got to get off here, but it was really good catching up with you and stuff, and I hope that you'll take me up on my offer about going to therapy with me when I come down to visit. I love you.
Me too. Susan is amazing, and she's a wonderful person going through a lot too, and that's how I know you through her. And I know you and JT may not ever work out, but just to meet and be friends, right? It's the very least. I would guess I'm guessing that's probably it.
Well, send JT my love. Send JT my love, but tell him, sorry, maybe next time, maybe in my next life, I cannot fuck a broke dick. But I love you, baby cakes. You can give me some love.
Apparently his dick ain't broken, but like I said, I wouldn't know.
Well,
what he means is he's very well functioning, and he's a very horny guy. And he was a cop for 33 years and in the Army, so, and that's probably whatever. Like, we're just friends. So
yeah, well.
I'm gonna go outside and meet this guy, because he can't find my apartment. Are you kidding me? What a dork. So what made you call me today?
Just because I wanted to tell you I love you, and it is nice to catch up, you know. And I was thinking about a Furby, because I want to get a Furby for my grandson. And
oh, my gosh, I have Furbies. I have little plastic ones, the McDonald ones. I have those little plastic ones, and then I have two originals. I'm not sure quite where they are.
That's Furbalicious, baby.
Furby? Like the Furby doll, right? Like the Furby doll? Or are we talking about something else? I don't know with you.
Yeah. Maybe, unless you got like a fur-bi, you know. It's a bisexual and a Furby put together. A furry.
Fur-bi. Furby.
Fur-bi.
You obviously have a dirty mind.
And furb your enthusiasm, baby. But hey, listen, I gotta go. I might call you back about them Furbies, but I appreciate you, and I'm so glad we got to have this conversation. I can't wait to talk to you again. I love you, sweet cheeks.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Okay, love you. Love
you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
I am so sorry. I didn't know how to make it end.